Well, we are privileged to have a special missionary guest with us here today. Before I introduce him, I also want to introduce Dr. Alex Reed, the director of IGM Ministries and Missionary Board or Missions Board. And both of them will be at the table in the foyer after the service. But this morning we have Pastor Vijay, who gets the travel award today for coming to us from India. So let's welcome Pastor Vijay as we share his.
Good morning, church. Indeed, it's a wonderful privilege to see you all in this wonderful morning. It's my second time coming here. I never met the church, but I got a privilege to see Pastor Jay and Pastor Nicholas. And I met them a year ago. Praise the Lord for that. Well, I came from India. You already understood my testimony and the things what we are going on in India. We have already mentioned in my video. Well, I want to give a small information about me. My name is Vichayanandam Kumaragunta. You understood, right? You're from Texas. You can understand very easily. So people calls me, when it's a long name, it's very hard to pronounce. People make it short and short and short. Americans, they cannot make more than that. So they calls me, some people calls me KV, some people calls me KJV, some people calls me KVJ. Whatever the comfortable way, you can call me. Well, how I came to India is pantheistic in religious belief. In India, we have a 1.3 million gods and goddesses. The India population is 1.42 billion people. We live very close. You want to know how far we live with our neighbor? 6 inches. You can stand outside, Pastor, you can shake your neighbor's hand. You know, you don't do that. So basically that's what you know, very close we stand by, you know. Well, in India, we have a lot of persecution. India, we have a Hinduism, basically. Some missionary came to India, he shared the gospel. My mom came to know the Lord. One day, my mom invited me to the church. I said to my mom, I cannot come to the church because we have enough gods in India. We don't need any extra god. My mom said unto me, he requested me a couple times. I said, no. And I I'm always with my mom. You know, I used to be with my mom. Mom's child. And one day she told me, if you come to the church, there is a youth meeting in the church. If you come to the church, I am going to give you a surprising gift. I like the gift, basically. You know, when my mom said, Mom, I'm interested to come to church now. Then I went to the church. That day, my life has been changed. The preacher was preaching about one man, young man from the Bible. The man who came with a great expectation to the Lord. He's the only man in the Bible who went with a great sorrow. He returned back. The preacher was preaching about it. One young man came to Jesus Christ. He wanted to obtain the kingdom of God. He came up with a question by saying, what can I do in order to enter into the kingdom of God? And Jesus Christ said, do this all the thing. This man said, I do those all the things from my childhood. And Jesus said, there is something in our life that is money. You need to get out of it. This man said, who can do that? I don't want to do that. I need my money. This is the only man. He has two options in front of his eyes. Whether entering into the heaven, whether holding the money. He holded the money. He went with the sorrow. This is the only man in the scripture who came to Jesus who went with the sorrow. That a preacher was preaching. He reminded about sin. I acknowledge I am a sinner. As Romans chapter number 3, verse number 23 says, we all are sinners. And he also said in Romans chapter number 6, verse number 23, says, the wages of sin is death. But in Christ, there is eternal life. That day, God was changed my life. I believed on my Jesus Christ, and that day, God started to work on my heart. I came back to the home. I asked my mom, where is the gift? Well, she wrapped up with the towel. She brought me a small gift. I can never forget. It is a New Testament Bible. Amen. I still have with me. Praise the Lord for that. Well, after that, I was continuing my studies. I went to the Bible school to equip myself. I did my Bachelor of Divinity after coming from the Bible college. I got married. I have a beautiful wife. I have one wife and two children. Okay? Some people, mess up, right? So, I have a daughter. Her name is Eva Gladys. She is 5 years old. I have a son. His name is Timothy Dalton. He is 9 years old. I face a lot of challenges with my daughter. Whenever I said, honey, I'm going to U.S., she saw somewhere in the YouTube, in the U.S., they have a lot of snow. She told me she wrote me a letter this time. Daddy, don't forget to bring some snow to India. I don't know how to take it. I asked my director, Dr. Gary, before, I said, how can I take some snow to India? He said, fellow, before you go to the airport, it will be melt. Then I figured out to take some fake snow to India. I took it. She said, I don't need any fake things. I need a real one, original one. Yeah, I go through a lot of challenges of it. Please do pray for me. Please do pray for my ministry. Lord willing, I'll be sharing a couple things in the second service. In this wonderful morning, I just want to bring the God's word to you. There is a lot of persecution in India. You saw in the video, right? There is a lot of persecution in India. The Prime Minister of India, he want to eradicate all the Christians from the nation. You are the blessed people, to be honest with you. You are the privileged people. To be honest with you, you cannot complain about your life. Look into the world. Look into the people who are living in the world, how the condition they are living. You have no clue at all. If I speak about the persecution in India, you will not even understand what it exactly is. No, you will never understand. You know what kind of persecution we face? Sometimes somebody may come up, if you say you are a Christian in India, you lose your job. You lose your job. If you say you are a pastor in India, somebody may kill you in the midnight. We don't have a guns to protect ourselves. We lay down our life for the Lord because we love the Lord. So many times people come upon us, they beat us. I was arrested several times. When the worship service was going on, one of my neighbor complained to the police. They came, they took me. I was beaten by the police officers very badly. What the reason? I was preaching the gospel. That's it. I was running the church. That's the only reason they have taken me. They have beaten me very badly. When a police arrests in India, it's a bloodbath. It's a bloodbath. They have taken 1-inch pipe. They beaten me very badly. They broke every body, my skin. The blood was floating everywhere. I gone through that much difficulty. To make a long story short, the man one who had beaten me, he was standing at the doorstep and smoking. I came to him. I saw him when they released me after 2 days. When I was walking outside, I said unto him, brother, Jesus loves you. I have given a gospel tract to him, which is with my blood. He said unto me, I don't need this all. I told you to not to tell this all. I said, may the Lord bless you, my friend. I walked off. You know what is a goodness? What is a good thing? Adversity, sometimes persecution, pain comes. Out of that, there is a good thing will happen. What is a good thing happened in my persecution was, after 6 months later, I saw the same man sitting on the roadside reading the Bible. Who broke my body, who hacked me up and down, who beaten me very brutally without any courtesy towards me. The same man, he's reading the Bible. I went to him, I saw him, are you? He said, I am. I said, what made you to read the Bible? He said unto me, man, when I was beating you, you stood up for the Lord, that broke my heart. If there is no truth in that, who is going to stand? So it is true, Jesus Christ is a true God. In India, we have a problem. People ask me several times, the question is, when Indians have 1.3 million God, why cannot they accept Jesus as another God? I don't preach that. I preach Jesus is the only God. That's a problem. My God, Jesus said in John chapter number 14, verse number 6 says, He is the way and He is the truth, He is the life. No man can come back to the Father by Him. Jesus is the only way. That's a problem. However, pray for us. I have a couple of minutes to bring God's word to you. In this wonderful morning, I want to speak to you from book of Proverbs. Proverbs chapter number 29. Chapter number 29. Yeah. Verse number 18. Verse number 18. Where there is no vision, people perish. But he that keepeth the law, happy is he. In this wonderful morning, I want to talk to you on the scripture by saying, do you have a vision? What do you mean by that? Why should I have a vision? What the Bible speaks about it? You know, every Christian, every believer, you need to have a vision. A vision of walking with the Lord. It's a daily and continuous process. When you love somebody, when you fall in love with somebody, for example, look at one boy and girl. They love one another, right? When they fall in love, to make the relation strong, what they do? They talk over the phone. They write the love letter like epistles. I don't understand what they write, but they write. You know, they try to keep in relation because they want to express their love towards the loved one. When you say you love the Lord, you need to express your love towards the Lord every day. It's a continuous and constant process. When you get up in the morning, you need to start walking with the Lord. God is waiting every morning to talk to you. Let me ask you a question. Did you get a chance to talk to your God today? I mean our God today? What do you mean by that? Why should I talk to him? You have to talk to him. I'm sorry. I'm not trying to be rude. It's a fact. If you love the Lord, you must obey him. John chapter number 14, verse number 14 says, if you love the Lord, you must obey him. So, if in order to have a vision, you must have a Christian constant walk with the Lord. With the Lord. You must walk with him. You must spend some time in prayer every day. Every day. You must pray without ceasing. Let me tell you this morning, prayer can change everything and anything. Prayer has a power. Prayer can break the hearts of the people. Prayer can move the mountains, my friend. So many times the churches are dying not because of lack of funds, not because of other things. Churches are dying because they don't pray. They're not praying. Prayer life has been gone. In this morning from the scripture, I want to bring four important things to you. Four kinds of visions. Number one, the first thing what we need to have is we need to have a vision for ourselves. We need to have a vision for ourselves. What do you mean by that? You know, every Christian, every born again believer, you must have a vision for yourself. You must understand the purpose of God towards your life. When God created you, He did not create you simply. God created you with a purpose. God has a plan for your life. God has a plan for your life. You must have a vision for yourself. You must think about yourself. God, what do you want me to do for you? We read in only King James Bible. I mean King James Bible we read. Of course I use King James. Acts chapter number 9 verse number 6 says, when Paul, he was persecuting the people, Christians in Damascus. When he was on the way, he had an encounter with God. The Bible says that Paul, he asks to God, what do you want me to do for you, God? What should I do for you? Every Christian, every believer need to have a vision for yourself. What I have to be? How can be I fit into the ministry? You know, let me tell you one thing. Every second, two people are dying. For every second, two people are dying. For 1 minute, 120 people are dying. For 1 hour, 7,200 people are dying. My question is, where they are going? Where they are going? As a believer, you need to have a vision for the people, and you need to have a vision for yourself. You need to build your Christian life. You need to build your life, and you need to build your life with the Lord. With the Lord. You know, when you look at the Paul, he tells about himself. Philippians chapter number 1, verse number 21, he says, as for me is live is Christ and die is gain. When you look at the Joshua chapter number 24, verse number 15, Joshua says, you know, as for me and my family, we will serve the Lord. Serve the Lord. First one is, you must have a vision for yourself. We live in this world 50 years and 60 years, 70 years. One day we have to stand before God, right? Do you believe we all are accountable for our life? Do you believe on that? We all are accountable. I believe on that. When we read 2 Corinthians chapter number 5, verse number 10 says, we need to stand before the Lord. When you stand before God, if God asks you, what did you do for me? What are you going to tell? Dear church, when you see God, I don't want you to be ashamed before God. I want you to be doing something for God. When God asks you, what did you do with the life? What did you do with the resources? What did you do? I have given you so much. What did you do with that? Well, God, I worked for the company 30 years. Good. I got married. Good. I have 7 children. Good. I understand. I have a big car. I understand. Okay, good. Those are all good. What did you do? What did you achieve for my sake? Is there anything you did for me? Friend, balancing Christian life is very important. So many times, I'm sorry to use this word, so many times we become a Sunday Christians. You understand what I mean? Sunday Christian. When you come to the church, say hi to God and go, keep the Bible somewhere and forget about God. That's what it is. Second one, we need to have a vision for our family. When God has given a wife, when God has given a husband, when God has given a children to you, you are the responsible of a family. You cannot behave as irresponsible fellow or whoever it is. You cannot. Somebody said like this, the family who pray together, they stay together. You need to have a family prayer. I believe three kinds of prayers in a Christian life. One is a personal prayer. Second one is the family prayer. The third one is congregational prayer. You need to pray. You need to spend your time with the family. That makes you strong. That makes you strong. You need to have a vision for your family. How my family should be. What should I do with my family? How we can serve together. You know, I love the scripture in Acts chapter number 18. I read the family called Aquila and Priscilla there. Acts chapter number 18. The family, when Paul mentions about them, they were mentioned 6 times in the Bible. They were always together. They mentioned together. They serve the Lord together. What a beauty it is. Man, together serving the Lord. Family, husband and wife, you know, doing something in the church, helping the church and building the congregation. What a beauty it is. This Aquila, Priscilla, they were the people who initiated to start the church in Corinth. So they also came with the Paul to the Ephesus to start the church there. The family. You must have a vision for your family. Number 3. Third one, you must have a vision for your church. So many times we sit in the tree, we cut the same tree. I hear so many people speak bad about their church. I'm sorry to say that. It is what it is. When you know churches, you know, church is not somebody's. For the church, God is the head of the church. God is the head of the church. Dear church, let me tell you, every individual believer, you need to have a vision for your church. How you want your church should be. That's the reason God speaks to the book of Revelation. He tells to John, write the letters to the 7 churches in Revelation. Write a letter to them. Their condition is very bad. There was a church called Sardis. It's a dying church. That is the condition in American churches today. I'm sorry to use that word. But it is a fact. Dying churches. Being a Christian, being a believer, it's our responsibility. We need to build one another in the church. We need to encourage one another in the church. Do you remember the man called Barnabas in the Bible? Acts chapter number 4, verse number 36 and 37, he speaks about it. Barnabas is the man of encouragement. In the church, every believer needs to be encouraging one another. Sometimes we don't consider other people. We don't look at other people. We meet the people whom we met the other day. We meet the people who is loved to us. I mean, we look at the people who is close to us. Meet the people who is new to you. Meet the people. Church should have a vision. There was a man. Do you know the song called "I Have Decided to Follow Jesus"? How many of you know the song? I have decided to. I'm not going to sing, okay? If I sing, you guys will go out. I don't want to do that. Can somebody tell me who wrote the song? The song was written by an Indian. You can Google it. You can ask your Siri, whoever it is, a friend to you. You can ask them, she will tell you, okay? The song was written by an Indian from Assam, North India. What made him to write? What made him to write? He wrote because one missionary came to India. He shared the gospel to them. This family came to the Lord. And the whole village said, if you believe on Jesus Christ, you cannot stay in this village. You have to get out of the village. He said, I have decided to follow Jesus. They said unto him, if you do that, we are going to kill your children. They killed the two boys in front of his own eyes. They also said, if you don't deny Jesus Christ, we are going to kill your wife. They did kill his wife. He wrote a second line. Sometimes we sing simply, you know, we don't understand what the pain behind that. He wrote the second line. Though none go with me, still I follow. The cross before me, the world behind me. I carry the cross until I see my Jesus. My friends, in this morning, what is your vision? The fourth vision is vision for the missions. The world is dying without Jesus Christ. People are dying. So many people in the world, they have to hear the gospel. It's our responsibility. You cannot sit simply. You cannot sit in the comfort zone. Forget about the people who are dying. No. It should be, as a church, it should be our responsibility to take the gospel for the furtherance. I understand your comfort zone. I understand you want to be secure. I understand about your life. Let me tell you, God died for you. Jesus Christ came to this world and died for your sins and my sins. He became a substitute for you and me because he has given a great mission to you, great work to you. You have to carry the mission. The world had to hear the gospel. Especially in India, we have a lot of persecution. We don't know what happens in the next moment. Let me tell you this morning, whether we die, you may not see me again. You may find me somebody, dead body on the roadside. Somebody may come and present about me. I don't care about it. I love my God. I want to serve the Lord till my death. I want to do it. Now, you may not be able to come to India and serve the Lord. But when you cannot come, you can partner with us for the furtherance of gospel. You can invest something in your life. You can do something. You know, you can pray for us. You can associate with us. You can, for the furtherance of gospel, for building the kingdom of God on this planet, you can join with us. Ministry is not one man show. It's a together work. It's a collective work. We need to work together. We need to build the kingdom of God together. 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 Dear friends, where there is no vision, people perish. Do you find any vision? Or you don't want to be? Let me tell you, if you're truly born again, you should have a desire for the Lord. In this wonderful morning, let me bring a small message to you. If anybody among us not sure about your salvation, life is one time opportunity. We don't know when we are going to die. We don't know what moment we need to get out of this world. Let me tell you, this is the day of salvation. If you're not sure about your salvation, come into the Lord. He will take care of you. I compare with the car wash. Why do I do that? When you go for the car wash, the guy will tell, come forward, come forward. When you go there, when you get into the track, he will tell you, remove your foot from the accelerator, whatever it is. Remove your hands. We are under control. We take your car. They will wash the car, they will take other side. If you love to live, if you love to give your life to the Lord, He will take care. Once you trust in Jesus Christ, He will lead you. The Holy Spirit will lead you until you see Jesus. No matter what kind of weakness you have. Let me tell you, in this wonderful morning, may the Lord bless you. Have a vision for the mission. If you're lukewarm, if you're feeling, you know, I don't want to be, let me tell you, we all are accountable to the Lord. You need to give accounts to the God for your life and your time, whatever the God has given. Let's pray. Gracious God, thank you for the day. Thank you for the church. Thank you for your word, O God. Where there is no vision, people perish. O God, I pray that the church may have a vision for you, for the mission. We love you, we honor you. We bless this congregation. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. Amen. Thank you.
So Pastor Vijay and Dr. Reed are going to go into the foyer, and afterwards we're dismissed. They would love to entertain some questions. We're going to receive an offering. The guys are going to come down, and this offering will support the ministry there as we sing together. Go ahead, guys.
Praise unbroken, praise unending. Be yours forevermore. Praise untainted, praise unfading. Be yours forevermore. Be yours forevermore. Unbroken praise be yours, God, forever. All my praise be yours, God, forever. Lord, take this life, let it become your throne. Unbroken.
Let's sing that chorus one more time. Unbroken praise.
Unbroken praise be yours, God, forever. All my praise be yours, God, forever. Lord, take this life, let it become your throne. Unbroken praise be yours.
God, thank you for the work that you're doing in the country of India. We do pray for our brothers and sisters there that are holding fast the truth of the gospel. You protect them, strengthen them, give them boldness. Pray that you continue to bless Pastor Vijay and his ministry as well, furthering the kingdom around the world for your honor and glory. In Christ's name, amen. You are dismissed. And again, take the opportunity to ask some questions to them. If we could open those back doors, guys, go ahead and do that. Thank you. You are dismissed.